morning. This is Monica from monica.ca, and this is my healing world. I woke up this morning and I realized that I'm walking into a year that I've set aside to meditate and respite and rest and retreat. And one of the first habits that I think has come to my mind is that meditation is one of the best ways to collect your energy back. And what meditation means to me is just having a sense of my inner being. I was taught by the Vipassana meditation group. You can look at that on Google. It's very easy to find. Vipassana is worldwide, and it teaches a person in 10 days how to meditate. A place that they've set up as a center, and everything is taken care of for you. The food is provided. If it's your first time, you're not required to give a donation, but at the end you're considered an old student, and then at that time you can contribute what you need to equal to what you have learned in the past 10 days. I say this because one of my friends, Warren Walker, is at Vipassana in Mission, and last winter I was at Vipassana in Hawaii, and I just wanted to put a plug out for them because it's a great group. In my early times, when I first began my healing journey, I actually went whole hog and did about 7 of them. So 70 days of silent meditation in about 2 years. And I really felt that that really brought me to a sense of myself, because before that, I was definitely in my mind. And I really, even with all the yoga I was doing, I was just very creative in my mind and not really sensing my body. And because of that training, I do have a better sense of my internal body and my breathing and the kind of senses or sensory humors in my body. I can feel retracting from the overstimulation of society, and that takes a little bit of insight, and sometimes you have to go and find that for yourself, and I welcome you to check that out. I was over with my friend Mary Jo, and Mary Jo is www.mary/jo.com, and she's a very dear friend of mine. We went to school together in Costa Rica for our rebalancing massage certification, and we spent 4.5 months in my teacher's ranch down there in Nazara in San Juanillo, Costa Rica. And about 5 or 6 years ago, she was skiing and she fell and she snapped her neck. And she's a yogi, and she used to be a healthy chef. She has a couple of books out with her recipes. She also is head of her own yoga training center called the Trinity Yoga in Canada. And so when she snapped her neck, it was C5, which is the nerve endings that control the lungs and everything below. So when you snap at that junction of your vertebrae, you are capable of losing your ability to activate your lungs. And because she is such a highly evolved person, she managed to stimulate herself within through her breathing and through the sound therapy and through all the yoga that she's practiced in 25 years. She was able to kind of get the nerve endings to connect, and she within those short period. And she is a magician. She is totally my hero. And I know what she's capable of. In the 5 years that I've seen her, she has managed to connect more and more pieces of herself. And we rig up equipment for her so that she's able to practice and habituate her body into movement. When you lose when you lose connection to your body, you can reconnect. Everything can be awakened again if you have the right training, if you have the right kind of insights, if you are lucky enough to find the right teachers. And she's always been a magnificent seeker of information, and she knows things that that I enjoy hanging around her, because we just have such a great conversation about the human being and how to create systems that allow us to thrive. And so I'm going to actually include one of her little bits into this recording, but I just wanted to make sure that I told you a story about her.
Does that say the word?
Magnesium glycinate.
Magnesium
glycinate. You want to take it to balance your muscles. And you can't take enough of it in a carbonate form, because it bungs you up and it makes your whole system, first of all, very acidy, and secondly, very clogged up, because it's bound with the carbonate of calcium, right? Generally. So I make my own magnesium, and I make it out of a compound, which is a special blending by a pharmacist, and it's done by Finlandia, and it blends magnesium, pure magnesium, with glycinate, which is an amino acid. It's like a sugar and kind of a starch instead of a carbonate. So it's not pH acid. It doesn't make your bowels bung up. And you get really, really good effects from the magnesium. Magnesium is also, in this form, really good for your heart.
Mm.
Yeah, excellent. And your nervous system, because the electromagnetic mechanism in your body is hugely governed by magnesium.
Yeah, magnesium is really important. It's amazing.
I get up in the morning, and I must say that, you know, I always have to start the year off understanding that my body has too gone through a lot of stuff. I mean, I take care of a lot of people, and I have done a lot of massage, and I am migrating to telling stories and hoping that the stories will inspire people. So I woke up this morning, and I realized that my body is a constantly changing mechanism. I eat something and something will go off. And last night I had some dinner and it gave me the hives. And I had to spend the evening kind of care of that reaction. And this morning I woke up and I realized that my hips were kind of stiff. And I have this habit every day. I wake up, I turn myself over, I get on my knees, and I just lie there with my face in the pillow, my wrists underneath the pillow, so that there is actually a connecting sensory piece to it. So my hands are underneath the pillow, my head is on the pillow, and I'm lying there in a child pose first thing in the morning. That's what I do every morning. And what that does is it puts pressure on my ankles, which is part of the lymphatic system. It pressurizes the ankle. It pressurizes the knee. So you get a little bit of a stretch first thing in the morning with the knee. It opens up the hip, so it brings the tailbone down and it brings it away from the kidneys. And at the same time, you know, you realize how important that region behind your belly button is. It is a major intestinal system. It's a supporting system for the adrenals. It is where the kidneys are hanging. If you're in that position, they're hanging down on top of the intestines. So when you are in that position, bring your belly button up and feel how that energizes all the way to your ankle, how that energizes all the way to your wrists, and how that really brings all that fluid back up through your brain, so that it cycles through. And if you actually know the microcosmic orbit by Mantak Chia, you'll understand that motion with the belly button starts the drive of the energy up the spine, around to the top of the head. Then you put the tongue up against the palate, swallow, and then move that energy back into the belly. It's a cycle that just goes round and round and round, thousands if not million times a day. And if you can actually palpate on that level, you will help your body in its circulation. You'll be able to take that energy that you bring in through your nose and your mouth and your skin and actually move it through so that you unblock your blockages. I'm going to just tack on some of Mary Jo's work in this, and hopefully you will be please have a great day wherever you are, and thank you for listening to my healing world, smoking hot. I love you all. Have a great day wherever you are.